More often than we like, most of us are faced with choices that can have serious and lasting impact on our lives. Do we go along with the crowd? Do we tell someone off, quit a job, or end a relationship? Unfortunately, these decisions are not preceded by a drum roll warning us that the stakes are high. And even worse, we don't often have a lot of time to figure out what to do. So it's no surprise that most bad decisions, the ones that mess up our lives, were made impulsively or without sufficient reflection. Ancient proverbs warn us to count to 10 when we're angry or to think ahead, but anger and the lack of pre-planning are only two factors that can impede excellent decision-making. Fatigue, fear, frustration, stress, and impatience also create obstacles to wise choices. Just as we learn to look both ways before we cross the street, we can learn to systematically analyze every important decision-making situation to allow us to arrive at conclusions that are both effective and ethical. So each good decision should start with a stop, a forced moment of reflection to let us clarify our goals, evaluate the completeness and credibility of our information, and devise alternative strategies to achieve the best possible result. The stop must also allow us to muster our moral willpower to overcome temptations and emotions that can lead to rash, foolish, or ill-considered decisions. While it's great if you have a day or two to sleep on a problem, or even a few hours to make a decision, many situations do not afford us that luxury. But even a pause of a few seconds can be enough. This is Michael Josephson, reminding you that character counts.